record on this computer. There we go. This is going to be an unusual meeting. So I'm going to spend a little time in the beginning explaining what I want to do, what's going to happen and why, and then we'll do it. When I presented AD6 on stages of commitment back in, June? Yeah, June. I did not follow up. People might wonder why. I don't like the idea of people feeling pressured. I don't like the idea of putting forward stages and then saying, and let's all jump on and do a stage. I thought it was important to let that sit for a bit. Let it trickle down and permeate. Let people muse on it. I'm not a joiner. And there's a lot of social pressure to join. That pathwork, because it has social elements, we fall victim to, yeah, okay, I'll use that. It's a reality in human life that we like to do things together. And so I did not follow up on the stages of commitment. However, because I knew I was going to do mutuality the next month, I created a subgroup from regular members of all the groups and invited them to participate in an experiment in mutuality. And that's why you've got the live and recorded versions of meditations by other people. I thought it would be different. I thought it would be fun. And at the same time, we worked on commitment. So that when I decided to extend mutuality for another month, I realized that there was an opportunity there to pick up on commitment. So I suggested to the people I'd been working with on commitment for 6 weeks or so, that if they wanted to make a commitment, we might do theirs first. And then that would be an example of what a commitment ceremony looked like. Because they were interested. I didn't start it. They started it. So I was following through on that. So it grew. It grew, from my perspective, it grew organically, which I really enjoyed and was delighted to support. And it just kept growing. So that there are a number of people from that subgroup who would like to take a commitment today because they scheduled it as an opportunity. They had the opportunity to take it in the subgroup and they decided they'd like to take it in a regular group. So we're going to do a commitment ceremony. We're going to do it first because I don't want time pressure. I don't want to have only a half an hour left. And it may take the entire meeting. It may not. The process will be that we'll go through, I'll read some things about stage one, and then I'll ask those who want to take stage one to take it. Then we'll discuss stage two and ask those who wish to continue to take stage two. And some may choose not to continue at this time. There will be another opportunity this month, and I'm not against other opportunities in future, but it's a little time consuming. I'll explain in a moment about how I feel about that. So I'd like to make the opportunity, but not, frankly, too many. So I'm delighted that we're going to do a bunch, because doing one at a time would be quite a bit of time invested. We'll talk about stage two, and then those who wish to continue will take stage two. There are a number of people who have expressed interest in stage three, and I'll tell you flat out, I have concerns about that. So I'm going to allow the opportunity. And my process as a facilitator will be to listen to what is real, to what is true, to what is integrity, just like I listen to you when you share, and to challenge if anything sounds off by asking people to explore in real time where they are with their answers. My concern is that stage three was designed for helpership training students, people who are going to go on. And this is not a Pathwork Transformation program, and no one's going on to helpership here. So I'm curious what stage three means to people in this different environment. Now, about time and time consumption. I have taken stage four a number of times. Part of stage four is that once you agree to, I don't have it here in front of me, or I haven't turned to that page. Once you agree to hold space spiritually, you don't put it down. You don't drop people when you've agreed to help them. There's a sacred contract involved. You can release, but it's a process. In miniature, that's how I feel about these meetings. I don't allow my life to interfere with these meetings. I've missed one by so-called accident. I just blanked out on January 2nd one year. The holidays were over, and I just sat on the couch and watched movies, and then realized at 11 o'clock that I'd blown a meeting. Does it happen? Yes. Is it human? Yes. And it's to be examined. And it's serious. People come here with questions. They come here with an intent. I have made that invitation. It's like inviting somebody to dinner and not answering the door. That's part of my commitment to my fourth step. Let me pause for a second. It's just an example. So I realize that I'm kind of taking away the meeting today. I think it's important. I think you'll get something out of it. And it wasn't announced in enough time for people to really back off and get a full grip on it, perhaps. I tend to do things spontaneously. And while that can be charming, it can also be disorienting. So organic life is uncomfortable sometimes. If you've come here ready to process your work and you find that there's not enough time, I apologize to you if you may not have realized what was going to happen, that I may not have put things in writing well enough or prepped you for weeks on end. So that's the outline here. So I'm going to start off by reading from AD6 on stage one. Stage one was intended by the guide for people entering programs more than just attending a few meetings or a class. Coming into programs in the Phoenicia Pathwork Center. And so the words need to be enlarged. They need to be, we need to be generous about these words. And yet many of them still apply. So, 86. The interviewer, and that's me as the facilitator right now, should stress that this is a spiritual path, in that it develops man's spiritual nature and faculties, that it opens inner channels to experience cosmic events, which is a very different process than superimposing dogma. It should be made clear that there is no obligation to believe in anything, but that all ideas need to be questioned, opened up, that an inner receptivity be established, and that all barriers be removed. Only this inner emptiness can release personal dormant faculties as well as cosmic truth. A choice should be given to the individual about the nature of his commitment and participation, which can always be intensified to a more advanced state later. It should be made clear that changing to a more advanced state later is much easier and better than retracting the commitment to a lesser stage. The latter alternative is a damaging process for the soul. The new PATH member is interested primarily in personal changes connected to certain problems he or she suffers from and wants eliminated. This person may have had conventional therapy and might feel that a more spiritual and holistic approach will be more effective. Or the new PATH member may be interested and inclined to start working on themselves within the framework of a spiritual path. Whatever the reason, it must be made clear to the new person that the path is not therapy. Each new person must realize that although he or she is primarily concerned with a certain personal problem, they must be prepared to open up all aspects of their inner life, because the connections to the conscious problems may be found underground in an entirely different area than they expected. In other words, no one who puts restrictions on areas to be challenged, worked on, investigated, should even consider entering the pathwork. However, a person who makes the decision to enter the pathwork may not be inclined to involve himself or herself in a more extended group process, and may therefore start his or her work on the path only in private sessions or perhaps a pathwork group. Now, in theory, this is only a pathwork group. It is more than that. I know it's more than that. It has grown. And many people here have been working with me, have been working with pathwork for a decade. And I invite you to consider that if you're ready to take a commitment, you're looking for more from yourself. So the first thing I want to do is I want to ask, and however we do this, this is going to be clumsy. I want to ask the people who want to take a stage one commitment to either hit raise hand or unmute and say their name so I can make a list. If I have not worked with you on commitments personally in this meeting or in personal sessions or in writing by email, I'm going to decline to have you take a commitment today. We're going to have another opportunity in 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. It's in the schedule. Weeks 4 and 5, I will offer 3 different opportunities for people to make commitments. The Friday. Sorry, I don't have the date in front of me. The Friday that's listed in the newsletter, a Wednesday, and a Sunday. 3 opportunities. Week 5 is the U.S. Labor Day weekend, end of summer. It's a big deal. So I was trying to navigate the jungle here and figure out what to do. I decided not to do workshops. So I don't mind donating time towards the end of the month. This is the time that would be unexpected. And I hope I catch anybody who joins late. Once again, we're just going to Yes, I flounder a little bit. It's always hard to do something the first time. So consider this a practice run. And congratulations to people who agreed to do the practice run. So I have five of you. What I'd like to do is I'd like to invite all five of you to put your videos on. Saida, if you could unvideo you, because you're not going to take the commitment. You're going to do that in a week or two. Okay, got everybody. So don't worry about the quality of it. It's just that it's going to help as we go around and I'm looking for clues. I need as much feedback as I can get. So I've read about stage one. Stage one always seems so simple. I'm sure that all of you would be able to take stage one. What I am suggesting is the guide says you need to prep. The guide says you need to work on this. And I don't want to violate the guide. So people who have worked on it, I'm willing to take on. People who have not worked on it, I invite you to work on it. You don't have to do personal sessions. Just there needs to be something to kind of fluff out and get rid of any leftover crumbs or reservations. The second thing is this. It is really hard to be in the middle of something and say, oops. Okay, it is really hard. I'm going to invite you to consider if it feels like an oops at any point. I am trying desperately to move squares around. There we go. So I've got the videos at the top. You can, by the way, play tic-tac-toe with squares and move people around. This is a spiritual path. The guide says that doing this wrong is damaging. I don't know what that means. He says that if we don't do our work, it slows down the plan of salvation. I'm not sure what that means either. It just means you want to really be honest. Okay? So at any point in the stages that you're willing to take today, I invite you to consider the equivalent of sitting down or not taking the stage by not taking the question. So, the first thing I'm going to check in with, I'm doing this pro forma because I don't think that there's any truth to what I'm going to say. But what I forgot to do was to ask anybody who isn't stepping up to take a commitment if they've already stood up to take a commitment and want to untake it. So does anybody who is listening right now have taken a pathwork stage of commitment and they want to untake stage one? Just unmute and say so. Because it's as simple as saying, I took stage one, I put you in the group, and then you don't take it. That's how you untake it. You don't take it. You sit down in between stages, or you stand up and sit down at the beginning. So this is not irreversible. I have untaken my fourth stage commitment once. There's another time where I've leaned on it hard. It's felt warped and bent sometimes. It's about being honest with yourself. So what I was waiting for was anybody that I didn't know about who had taken one who wanted to back off. So we're in stage one, and I've got this in front of me, and I'm going to read the questions one at a time. The guide suggests that the answer not be a simple yes or no. With stage one, it might be. I'm not objecting to a simple yes or no. And I'm inviting any reflection you want to make on the question. Now, at some point as we go through these stages, there may be more work to be done. We may have to stop and do the work. I'm willing to do that. That's my commitment here. to not push, to be organic and real. And I invite that we lost cat. No, we lost. What did we lose? We lost Claudia. She'll be back. My invitation is, this is an opportunity to be real. I don't know what that means. Means we just fly through these? Means we don't. Okay? So, I also invite you to unmute, all of you. And when Claudia gets back, I'll invite her to unmute. And if Claudia has internet problems, we're just going to have to play catch up, I guess. I'm not sure I want to stall for time anymore. We're half hour in.
It's back on.
It's a miracle that we can meet like this in the first place.
Yeah.
So we are global. We are ear to ear. We are UK to Australia and the US. And we have included, we've included Eastern Europe at some point. So I guess having one little glitch is, just have to swallow it. I'll see if I can play catch up with Claudia when she comes back rather than delaying. Faith, if you could unmute so I can hear you. There you go.
Done.
Thank you. It goes off and on. Lord knows, these little, you breathe on your keyboard and you mute or unmute. So stage one, this is a commitment to the self, to one's own spiritual growth through the light of the guide's teachings. Claudia, if you could turn on your video and unmute, we're just starting. There we go. Glad to have you back. And if we lose you again, we'll work it out. Okay. So question one. Are you fully aware that the pathwork is a spiritual path and not an individual therapy? Now, should have said we're going to go alphabetically because otherwise this is going to be a mess. So it's going to go Claudia, Faith, Kath, Kathy, Michael. Okay. Claudia.
Yes. Yes.
Faith.
I understand it is not, the pathwork is not individual therapy, and I'm fully aware that it is a spiritual path, one that I embrace and look forward to.
Thank you. Kath?
Yes, I understand that the pathwork is not individual therapy, and it is a spiritual path that is available to me personally as who I am, but also connects me to God and to others. So I'm also want to be here.
Thank you, Kath. Kathy?
Yes, I am aware.
Michael?
Yes, also. And I appreciate that the lower self and the ego are better integrating with the higher self to move in a healthy direction.
Thank you. Question two. Although at this point of your commitment, your involvement may only be on a more or less individual basis, are you willing to allow for the fact that you are entering a spiritual community whose aim goes beyond personal development? Claudia.
Yes, I am aware and allowing for the fact that I'm entering a spiritual community whose aim goes beyond personal development.
Okay. I'm going to invite you to make your own words up, guys. Don't repeat it. That's okay.
Okay.
The reason is this is your commitment. The guide says his words. I invite you to say yours. And a yes will do. That's okay. Faith.
I understand that the aim of the spiritual community I'm entering goes far beyond my personal development. I used his words again, but I sincerely mean that.
It's okay. Thank you, Faith. Kath.
Yeah, I too understand that, you know, that I'm entering into, you know, a community or a group of people that understand that the work that we do has far greater implications, and that that we can be of service. Yeah.
Thank you. Kathy.
Yes, I understand, and it's my heart's desire.
Thank you. Michael.
Yes, I wish to dedicate towards good community connection.
Thank you. Question 3. Since this work is based on the teachings in the lectures, do you commit yourself to study the lectures carefully? And when not understanding parts of them, to allow yourself to be helped in this understanding? Claudia.
Yes, I allow myself to be helped in this understanding when I don't understand parts of the lectures. I'm fully open in my heart and soul. Thank you.
Thank you. Faith.
I am fully committed to understanding the lectures. When my reading and reflection on the content are not understood, I will reach out to helpers or advanced pathwork students for help in understanding the lectures.
Thank you, Faith. Kath.
Yes, I commit to studying and to understanding the lectures. I also open myself to spiritual support that's available to me to help personally understand the lectures, as well as reaching out to various teachers and helpers to understand, because they obviously have different areas of interest and understanding as well.
Thank you, Kath. Kathy.
Asking for help has been the task of a lifetime so far, and I am very able, willing, and ready to both study and ask for help when I need it.
Thank you. Michael.
Yes, I wish to grow in understanding, and that includes dedication to the lectures.
Thank you, Michael. Question 4. Do you commit yourself to allow for any eventuality as far as the reality of creation is concerned? You do not have to believe anything, but you need to remove a tight no in you that may barricade experience. Are you willing to let yourself experience without preconceived ideas whatever is real? Claudia.
Yes, I'm happy to remove the tight no in me that may barricade any experience, and I'm willing to let myself experience without any preconceived ideas whatever is real. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudia. Faith.
I openly embrace the reality of creation and whatever is real. I have removed and will continue to remove any thoughts, ideas, and information of any kind that could create a barricade to any experiences in my studies of the Pathwork Lectures.
Thank you, Faith. So weird, I lose track of people. Kath.
I commit myself to allow any eventuality on this path of understanding myself and others in life. And it also feels there's a sense of excitement, but alertness or something to be able to surrender to that and to let go. So I can feel that I'm definitely willing with some anticipation, because I don't know what that could be, but I'm open to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kath. Kathy.
Yes, I'm willing to let go of my stories as I become aware of them, and I embrace it as a process.
Thank you, Kathy. Michael.
Yes.
Thank you. Question 5. If you feel threatened in the process of removing a fixed prejudice, are you willing to understand the dynamics behind this fear in the process of your pathwork, even before you may actually dare give up the prejudice or fixed belief in question? Claudia.
Yes, I'm very willing to understand dynamics behind any fear in the process of my pathwork, even before I may actually dare to give up the prejudice or the fixed belief in question. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudia. Faith.
I'm committed to understanding the dynamics behind any fixed prejudices, regardless of my readiness to give up the prejudices. I've been working on understanding the dynamics behind whatever is up for me for a very long time. And I'm so thankful that the pathwork provides a different level of understanding and a different way to embrace all that nasty stuff that's going on that needs to be cleared out. Yes.
Thank you, Faith. Kath.
Yes, I'm willing to understand the dynamics, and I actually feel as if this is the gift of the guides lectures, is that there's so much information there, how we can understand ourselves and what's going on inside us more clearly. And you know, and the guide says over and over that you know, well before it goes away, you know, we can have the freedom. So I'm definitely willing and very keen to learn more of how I work through the guide's teachings.
Thank you, Kath. Kathy.
When I become aware that I'm using fear as a defense, I will not look away, and I will open up to the dynamics that I'm using and transform them with help.
Thank you, Kathy. Michael.
Yes.
Thank you, Michael. So that's the end of stage one. That's the completion of the stage one. So please go ahead and leave things as they are, your controls and everything. I'm going to read a little bit about stage two. Okay. And then I'm going to come back and just check in. If anybody wants to sit down at this point, you are welcome to do so, because there will always be more opportunities. I'm always open to that. But I want to read about stage two before we even consider going there. Get my act together here. Okay. Stage two. In this category, participation in additional groups is desired almost right from the beginning. He's talking about people who want to jump into stage two from the beginning, which is fine. If the new worker starts off with this category and desires to have special sessions and so forth, that they'll concentrate on either core or core energetics or conceptual work. And they may also be interested in attending lectures or visiting the center and so forth. From this, a greater awakening may occur that may manifest in adding committee work to the already existing program. So once again, those words are clumsy for us, but the idea is that this stage two commitment is about how you behave when you have the opportunity to do so. And that in pathwork, there is an increased opportunity to be honest and to deal differently with people, to experiment and explore with yourself, with others. You can take that in the real world. You really can. It's a little trickier. It's more private, something you're doing that you're not necessarily communicating. But that's who we are as a group. We are out there as well as in here. So let me double check in. Michael, so you're stepping down and after having completed stage one.
Yes, for now I'm complete. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Michael. Okay. It's the longest one. It's got a bunch of questions other than stage four. So stage two, a commitment to relationships with others that are based on truth and love. Question one, do you fully accept and commit yourself to all the questions pertaining to stage one? Remembering that this may have come months later. So just, how you doing with that, Claudia?
Yes.
Faith?
Yes.
Kath?
Yes.
Kathy?
I do.
Okay, well, doing it by the book. Question two. You're now part of a larger community. And as such, you share responsibility with all your PATH brothers and sisters in the building of a new society. Are you willing to carry this awareness? I want to pause on that sentence. There's a worldwide community of people trying to do PATH work. And you've now put your hand up. Are you willing to carry the awareness with you and consider it whenever issues come up? Claudia.
Yes.
Faith.
Yes. I'm ready. I'm fully embracing the larger PATHwork community. And look forward to participating in responsibility to build a new society. That's very exciting to me.
Thank you, Faith. Kath.
Yes, I feel as if I'm ready to take on part of that responsibility of this, you know, building a new society, and not underestimating the power of just those small interactions with other people on the path, you know, and that idea of being seeking the truth in each, as much as I'm able, seeking the truth and coming from whatever interaction from a place of you know, openness and inquiry and love, you know. Yeah, and I am prepared to consider whatever issues come up, you know, as they will. Yeah.
Thank you, Kath. Kathy.
Yes, I'm doing my very best to create a life around this way of living.
Thank you. Question three. As part of a larger community concerned with a larger cause, you can be confronted by your peers about something they may see in you. And by the way, if you present yourself as a spiritual being, people are going to come out of the woodwork to share with you. But what about this? So it doesn't have to be in your community. You can be confronted by your peers about something they may see in you. They may be correct in their perceptions, or they may harbor hate or jealousy feelings for you, which would taint their perceptions. Are you willing to consult your innermost self, the truth of God in you, about the relevancy and accuracy of such a confrontation? Claudia.
Yes, I'm willing to consult my innermost self, the truth of God in me, about the relevancy and accuracy of any type of confrontation. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudia. Faith.
Yes, I really commit to looking inward to my real self. I've actually been doing that for years. Anytime I got feedback, any kind of constructive and sometimes not so constructive feedback from others, and the opportunity to get that feedback from my pathwork peers is really exciting to me because it's a different level of feedback. And I'm very fully committed to looking inward and analyzing and thinking about and touching base with my feelings and trying to figure out what the heck's going on.
Thank you. I want to put something in here. What Faith is referring to is not something that this particular format offers. Okay, there are other formats, but this particular format doesn't necessarily prompt feedback. And so by taking this stage, there's like a little red carpet's unrolling where you may be inviting other involvement, where you can have personal conversations. So thank you, Faith. Kath.
Yes, I'm open to, well, I know I will be confronted by people that are on their pathwork journey as well. And I'm open to being honest and you know, going within and being with that. And I also find great support in the example that, you know, that Christ gives us in dealing with things. So someone's gone before that has lived through all of the things that I could possibly ever have to live through. And so I find great strength and support in that. And so I feel as if, and that it's a spiritual program, you know, like this is a spiritual journey. And so remember bearing that in mind, and like the heading at the top, you know, that I'll be truthful and be coming from a place of love as I, for myself and for others as I do that. Yeah.
Thank you, Kath. Kathy.
At a previous time in my life, in response to feedback, I chose to distort, and I am very willing and wanting to find all of those places and relearn how to come back to truth.
Thank you, Kathy. Question 4. If you see something negative in one of your path brothers or sisters, are you prepared to take the risk to confront them? Again, this is not going to happen here. Not changing the format of this meeting. So I invite you to read this as, when you see negativity in action, are you willing to take some action rather than just let it slide? And that will all depend on the other person's willingness and awareness and cognizance. It's a tricky place. But I want to emphasize the real world effect of this in terms of who we are here, what we are doing here. Okay. If you see something negative in one of your brothers or sisters, are you prepared to take the risk to confront them? Are you willing to chance their anger with you for the sake of the truth, for the sake of their higher self, as a real expression of your love? Claudia, we've lost Claudia. She will come back. Faith.
When I see something negative in one of my peers, I currently do and will continue to do my very best to connect with them and let them see how they're coming across and what I think that means and something that they may need to look at and work on. It's very hard to do. And sometimes people are not at all receptive, but if I stand my ground and come from a place of love and come from a place of helping, I usually can help. I can usually help people at least see what I'm seeing, whether they're really ready to work on it or not.
Thank you, Faye. Claudia, did you hear the whole question or shall I just repeat it for you?
I heard the whole question.
Okay. Well, it's your turn. So if you'd like to respond.
Oh, okay. So then I missed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is question four. If you see something negative, and I'm changing this from path brothers and sisters to brothers and sisters in the world.
No, I can't.
Are you prepared to take the risk to confront them? Are you willing to chance their anger with you for the sake of the truth, for the sake of their higher self, as a real expression of your love?
Yes, I'm willing to chance their anger with me for the sake of the truth, for the sake of their higher self, as a real expression of my love. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudia. Kath.
Jen, I can feel the move, the change since she took out the path part just now. I can feel that the change in that. So my answer is yes, that I, you know, I'm prepared and I have, you know, not that long ago had that experience within a pathwork group. But when you take it to real life, yes, that happens in my life. You know, I have responsibilities, also have like mandatory legal sort of things that definitely chance people's anger and their responses. But you know, it's you know, for truth, for love, for goodness, you know, that's what has to be done. The other thing, and this question, I feel as if you know, this thing about the truth and being in love, is coming from love, is that even if I can see something negative in another and I've got this openness to want to, you know, for their greater good, to take that to them, I want to acknowledge that there must be a part in me that I can even notice that. And so taking the time to do that work as well, mm-hmm. with whatever support I need.
Right. And I want to acknowledge this is not an invitation to go tell the world what's wrong with them.
No, for sure. Yeah. But yeah, and that's because I think it is that thing about everything is a reflect, and you know, an outer reflection of what's inside. So if there's negativity happening around me, then mm-hmm. I'm somehow involved in that. I think I need to acknowledge that and do my work in that. Yeah.
So again, I want to acknowledge that we take path out of this. We're not talking about a cloistered community.
Yeah.
A little more skill may be necessary. Subtlety may be necessary. Yeah. We want to honor what is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Kath.
Thank you.
And thank you for noticing the difference in the resonance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kathy.
For me, I found loving confrontation to be one of the greatest acts of mutuality that I can share with my brothers and sisters, and I need their help too. I'm very willing and committed.
Thank you, Kathy. Question five. Okay, it's the big one. It's the longest. Are you willing to forswear? I'm going to go over the word forswear again. Done this a dozen times. Forswear means decide or declare to not engage or to disavow. Doesn't mean 100% success, okay? It means I'm headed in that direction. I have an intent. Are you willing to forswear? all kinds of collusion, active and passive ones, by commission or omission, against peers or authority figures. Are you willing to muster the courage to confront the other person if the collusion comes from them and propose to go together to the third person who may possibly be maligned or gossiped about? To question with an open mind what the truth is. I want to pause there. I invite you to see this as let's not do melodrama. Let's not create a climate that will then affect other people and they have no idea what you've done. Okay? It's not a matter of ratting on yourself every time you have a sour thought about someone. Collusion is about creating a climate where you can be negative and gossipy and have a good time and then smile at the other person and say, no, there's nothing wrong. Because as we've discussed over and over again, they can feel the energy. It's about being honest, clearing the air, admitting you don't like something. And you may have to pause and see if that goes over well. It may not. Okay? So when this is phrased in this way, this freaks a lot of people out. That's why I'm spending some time here. I've spent some time over the last 3 months, it's a lot of time on these questions. You got to really flesh them out. Are you willing to muster the courage to confront the other person if the collusion comes from them and propose to go together to the third person who may possibly be maligned or gossiped about? To question with an open mind what the truth is. This means giving up momentary gratification and relief, a negative pleasure. And this would be your sacrifice for God, for the larger part, which you have become a part. For me, that's the commitment. To give up negative pleasure when you see it. So, Claudia.
Yes, I have example of this happen on Monday at the space where I give healings. And I was called to then question the other person who brought things up about the healing space and the running of it. And I had the conversation and I challenged them afterwards and said, we can't see the whole picture. So it would be good to ask or just observe what happens without judging what your experience is, as we still don't know the whole picture. And they responded in thanks for my concern around that, the concern around our conversation. And this came to my mind after the conversation that they presented to me. So I happily am willing to forswear all kinds of collusion, active and passive ones, by commission or omission, against peers or authority figures. I am willing to muster the courage to confront the other person if the collusion comes from them and propose to go together to the third person who may possibly be maligned or gossiped about. To question with an open mind and an open heart what the truth is. I give up the momentary gratification and relief, a negative pleasure, and this would be my sacrifice for God, for the larger cause of which I have become a part. Feeling a lot of energy change, and as you were reading, there was a lot up here. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudia. Faith, and like Claudia did, take your time with this one.
Thank you. This one required a lot of thought on my part. giving up collusion of any sort, you know, forswearing that and not having anything on my part, not participating in any kind of a collusion is easy. What is, and it's not hard for me to confront another individual about how they are promoting collusion. What's hard for me is the idea of going to that third person and letting them know what's been going on. I'm working with why that feels hard. For me, it feels like it could be invasive. It could be easily that they were not inviting any kind of comments or feedback. They don't want to hear what I have to say. So it's trying to get that balance between my desire in a very loving way to let them know what has been going on, what is being said. But then to go to the trying to determine whether it's true or not, trying to determine the truth of the situation, that puts me in a position of judging that I don't like. It feels like, you know, it's going to someone and saying, okay, this is what's being said about you. Now, explain to me whether this is true or not and why.
Okay. That's okay. You're doing great. I want to pause on this. Okay. And I was expecting that one of these questions would be hard. So here's what I wrote. They weren't inviting my input. That's possible. They may be totally ignorant of what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Puts me in a position of judging. I think you've misread the question.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, you were engaging in negative pleasure. That's the question's presuming that you were engaging in negative pleasure. You were in collusion. You're not telling, well, yeah, but the question is about when you were in collusion and you realize it.
Okay.
You're not ratting on somebody else.
Right, right.
You realized at some point, oops.
So approaching another person would be more a matter of saying, this is what I have been believing, and I regret that I've talked about this with other people. And I want you to know what's going on, and offer any help I can provide about how you feel about it, about changing behavior, if that's what you want to do. I'm trying to come from a very helpful place.
I get that. So throw the help out. This is not about helping the other person. That's what's getting involved with this.
Right.
You're not trying to help them. You're trying to clear the air.
Okay, clear the air from a kind of confession sort of place.
No, not confession. You're trying to let go and step out of negativity.
Okay.
You are saying, I don't want to do this. And if this needs to be cleaned up, let's clean it up.
Okay. I did definitely misread this question.
Everybody does.
It's a killer question. Talk about it. It's hard for me to not help if I think I can. Sometimes that's a little invasive, though. But I understand what you're saying about putting it all there out on the table and admitting to coming from a negative place, a negative pleasure, and then just letting it go. What I'm stuck with, Jan, is that if what I have put out there is hurtful to the other person and upsets the other person, I don't know how I can not try to help.
Well, I'm going to suggest that that's a distortion. The helping is a distortion So that's why I'm saying, and I know you're having a hard time letting go of the help, but that's ego driven, frankly.
Is it really?
Yeah. They don't need your help.
They might.
This is a spiritual practice, Faith.
Not therapy. Yes. Okay.
They don't need your help.
Yeah. My
you need to let go.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So this is put your own mask on first before you help somebody else.
Okay.
For you to let go of the negative pleasure, for you to stop participating is step one. Sorry, awareness is step one.
Okay.
So it doesn't say you're not going to do it. You're going to do it. I guarantee it. I do it all the time. Okay?
Yep.
You become aware. You realize what's going on. That's your understanding. And then you do something about it. This is where, in the real world, you need to take great care. This is why it's easier in community.
Yeah.
In community, we sit here and three of us can talk and people can listen, we can process and all. Real life is different. Awareness, realization, stepping back, and then doing whatever cleanup seems appropriate. And that's the skill level.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So the problem I have with this commitment is it's really specific. And that works in a process group where you've got a container and you got a facility.
Yeah.
Yeah. In real life, there's no net.
Yes, that's very true. Thank you, Jan. I have been thinking about this in wrong, and I do acknowledge that when I see anybody in any kind of distress, my counselor hat comes back on.
Mm-hmm.
And very often people don't need the help of a counselor. They may just need somebody to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may need to just work it through by themselves. And I have to work on stepping away from that.
Right. The other part of this commitment is when I malign you and I go to you and say, I maligned you, not those words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go out and say, I maligned you, and they're going to lock me up because they're going to think I'm carrying a dagger or something. What I'm doing is I'm admitting my guilt. I'm not telling you who you are, what you did. I'm not even asking for an explanation from you. I'm exposing my negativity, and that means I'm not holding it anymore. And that means I'm now open to truth because I'm not holding what may be a lie.
Okay.
So this is about risking letting go and being open. Then you can start a casual conversation with someone.
Okay.
You know, when you mentioned this the other day, I didn't fully understand. Would you like to talk about it? Because I was curious.
Okay. I was reading this as more an inquisition
mm-hmm.
than a casual conversation. Okay. I don't do inquisitions really well.
Right. Just breathe this in for a moment. And this is why these commitments are, we just need to be clean. We got to take the time it takes to be clean.
Yeah.
So my commitment to you is to help you feel comfortable, to feel, really embrace this without fear.
I feel much more comfortable about it after having talked with you about it this morning, or I guess it's afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah. It's okay.
And I definitely understand where I misunderstood. I also understand where my challenges are, where I need to pay very close attention to my behavior, to that desire to reach out and take care of, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And right now, that's all I can say I can do, is just be very aware and do what I can to follow the path work. And not try to take on responsibility for the other person's feelings and fix that for them.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yes. And that's what I believe the guide means about you take this and make your own words about it.
Yeah.
That you're not required, that these words tend to be absolute for all the unity and duality stuff. Man, these words seem really absolute.
Yeah.
The Pathwork principle is nothing is absolute. We need to own this.
Yeah.
So just relax for a moment. Do you want me to read the question again? And I heard your words. I just want to make sure that you changed it, and I invite that. I'm just asking.
Yes, please.
Okay. Are you willing to forswear all kinds of collusion, active and passive ones, by commission or omission, against peers or authority figures? Are you willing to muster the courage to confront the other person if the collusion comes from them? Remember, collusion coming from them means they roped you in. Okay? You're not innocent here.
Right.
If the collusion comes from them, and propose to go together to the third person who may possibly be maligned or gossiped about, to question with an open mind what the truth is. This means giving up a momentary gratification and relief, a negative pleasure. And this would be your sacrifice for God, for the larger cause of which you have become a part.
Okay. One piece that I heard more clearly this time was that I would need to propose to the other person involved in the collusion that we go together to the party who might have been, the person who might have been hurt or maligned. My thinking is that sometimes that would be a very good idea, and sometimes it would be a really bad one, depending on who the person was. And that's where I think some judgment has to be applied about what is in the best interest of the maligned individual as well as the pathwork message.
Right. So think of this in a specific context. Think of this about gossiping about your boss and enjoying it.
Yes, been there, done that.
And realizing that you need to get clarification. Did you take a misunderstanding and have fun with it?
I've actually done that before.
Yep.
Back in those working years.
Yep. If you enjoy sniping about a politician, you can't go to a politician and share with them. But you can admit to yourself, well, that's what everybody does. Now I'm one of them. I need to have more understanding of human nature. I need to understand that that's what we do. It still needs to stop.
Yeah.
And then not participate in it and not encourage it. So see if that sits well enough for you to say a soft yes to the concept.
Definitely yes to the concept.
Okay.
Sitting very well with me right now.
Okay. I want to thank you, Faith, because it's really important to parse this through. And even we worked on this thing, and it still need to be parsed through.
It needed to be parsed through more than I realized.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking the time to help me do that.
Yeah. Thank you, Faith.
Thank you.
Kath.
Yes, I for me, this question is around my willingness. It says several times, am I willing? And I am willing. I think this question for me also acknowledges my humanness and the humanness of others, and that idea that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So that I'm going to do these things, and it's about my willingness, that when I notice it, when I realize that I'm in it, that I, you know, pause and, you know, look at the situation with, you know, with, you know, finding the truth of it, and then working what might be the most, you know, way to go forward. But I think that idea that it really links back to the stuff from stage one about that it's just that we're having it's a spiritual path, and, you know, not to underestimate even the power that what you said there just now, that going within and acknowledging it to myself and, you know, praying about it, asking for there to be understanding and guidance. And, you know, sometimes that can change things tremendously as well. So I think it's that, yes, I have the willingness to notice when I'm in this, because, you know, and I think one of the places where I notice it most is where there's been a habit, an old habit, for example, like family stuff, is where there's lots of times where we've got there's an old pattern, and noticing the old pattern and then going, okay, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to be in that, that the way of doing that. So to say, yes, I'm willing for the greater good to look at this deeply and as honestly as I'm possible, and to seek help when I, you know, feel as if I'm not being able to come to some kind of truth with it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carol. Kathy, and take your time.
Just a second for this one. So for me, this one is actually posed the most challenge. It's revealed for me where I betray myself, where I fall out of trust, where I'm willing to be cruel, where I expect perfection. And at this point, I am now ready to begin a process, a lifelong process of living in a different way, in a way that involves becoming open to seeing those places and to building my awareness and bringing no more harm, but rejoining all of the parts and in whatever way that needs to happen, be it with myself or with others, but to release the desire for cruelty any longer whenever I catch it and can name it. That's my intent. I'm willing.
Thank you, Kathy. So I want to thank all of you, because that one question really opens up why these commitments are so important to look at, to study, to really consider. And I appreciate your showing the rest of the group your work, your caring, and putting these in your own words. So thank you. That's the end of the stage two commitment.
Thank you for sharing that and letting me witness that.
So I'm going to read a little bit about stage three. I want to talk about it a little bit. And then we'll see. Some of you have expressed the interest in taking step three. It's deceptively easy compared to two. Okay. But I just want to make sure we know what we're doing here by considering a stage three. So let me go to AD6. By the way, the materials on AD6, the full document, the little booklet version that you can print and fold and all that, and the just a two-page version of questions only is in a folder. So you guys can have it. They're in the week one folder. Here the awakening occurs. When this category is being entered into, the desire exists to enter a training class. Once again, this is how it was created. Exists to enter a training class in order to understand the lecture material in depth and learn about helpership. As mentioned before, this does not mean becoming a regular helper for all participants, but it does mean the readiness to undertake some task in the great scheme for which helpership principles are necessary. This automatically implies a greater responsibility for the whole, which follows the awakening of personal responsibility that was developed in the previous phase. I don't object to the concept of doing a stage three. Before we start to do the questions, I'm going to read them and I talk about them so I don't take up the time while we're going through them. To the degree you are committed, what you will do will be pleasurable, free from conflict, fruitful and rewarding. It will be one pointed in direction. It will have depth and meaning. It will be successful and bear the stamp and feeling of blessedness. And that's why you can't have boulders in the way, because for that to happen, you've got to have something of a clean path. Question one will be, are you willing to fully make this commitment with all your heart and mind? Question two, are you willing to further your study and practice of the Pathwork teachings in regular private sessions, your regular path group, core work, and lecture study formats? And question three, are you prepared to want to, not have to, contribute in some way to the growth of the community? Do you pray for the love of this venture so that giving to it will become your self-interest? So it's deceptively simple. And it doesn't have to mean what it meant then about entering a training class. The question I'd like to put to you is, can you carry stage one and two well enough to feel that you can flow into stage three? Just want to pause for a moment and invite you to feel it energetically. Is this a flow for you, or is there any reaching? So I'm going to give you an analogy that I'm very fond of because I like merry-go-rounds. And in the oldie days, there used to be a system where they had a brass ring and you could reach out and you could capture the brass ring and you could get a free ride. That's gone because I'm sure people got killed doing that. Okay? It's very romantic and I love the feeling, but oh my God. And I, in my body, I know that feeling of wanting that brass ring a lot and extending further than I'm comfortable with. So I invite you to just feel in you. Is this a natural organic flow for you to continue? If there's any reaching, you can take stage 3 again. Those who will be taking other stages or continuing, we're not going to go through this in the level of detail we've done here. We've been going through a lot of detail and taking a lot of time because this is the first time these 4 people have taken stage 1 and the first time they've taken stage 2. After that, you can just say yes, okay, because you've already done it. And so taking the 3rd step presumes that you're very comfortable with step 1 and stages 1 and 2. So I'd like to check in and find out if all of you or any of you wish to continue to stage 3. Since I can see you visually, you can just...
I do not wish to continue to stage 3 at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Faith. Claudia, you didn't raise your hand. You did raise your hand. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Faith. And please feel free. We're going to have more of these. Please feel free to come back and continue your work. Thank you. Okay. So if you could turn off your video for now. You know, I wish we had bouquets. Should have given Michael a bouquet of roses and Faith a bouquet of peonies. And, you know, there should be something going on here. But here we are in a Zoom meeting. So.
You give us lots of bouquets.
Thank you, Michael. Just saying, woo, woo for stage 1 and woo, woo for stage 2. It's big. And I invite people to really get that it's not a small thing to take 1. It's not a small thing to take 2. Or 3. Or 4. So, the 3 of you are ready to go on. Just need a nod. Okay. Because I'm not pushing. Okay. A background noise, but I think it's coming from one of the 3 of you, which is fine. Don't worry about it. I just was double checking all the other squares. Okay, so stage 3. Going further, whatever that means to you. Question 1. Are you willing to fully make this commitment with all your heart and mind? Claudia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel as if that I am at a time in my life where I feel committed to God, you know, and, you know, daily, you know, with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, and all my strength as much as I'm able. And I believe that, you know, that I've been guided to the Pathwork lectures as a way to learn more and to do that with a more open and honest heart. Yeah, so I am willing to make this commitment. Yeah.
Thank you, Kath. Kathy.
I am.
Question 2. Are you willing to further your study and practice of the Pathwork teachings in regular private sessions, your regular path group, core work, and lecture study formats? Claudia.
Yes, I am.
Kath.
Yes, I am. I the lectures are part of my daily life. I feel the lectures and the guides' teachings are very happening all the time during my days, and you know, I feel it's very alive for me. I study the lectures in various groups and do personal work. So I feel as though I'm definitely willing to be open to other ways as well, to study the guides' lectures and receive support and help.
Thank you, Kath. Kathy.
Yes.
Question 3. Are you prepared to want to, not have to, contribute in some way to the growth of your community as defined by you? Do you pray for the love of this venture so that giving it will become your self-interest? Claudia.
Yes.
Kath.
I can feel another emotion coming up.
So just breathe with it. You know, just breathe with it. Let it come up.
Yeah. And it's joyful and it's loving and it is that I'm prepared to want to, you know, with a joyous and open heart, commit to being part of, you know, this community and, you know, God's earth, you know, here now in whatever way I'm able. I just want to say that I could feel this emotion coming up, but it was very, you know, loving and joyous kind of emotion that feels good. And I am willing and happy to contribute. And I do, you know, I do pray for, you know, for the coming of, you know, the opening of Christ consciousness coming into all of us and being part of that process of how each person that I'm coming back with the way that they somehow be open to the divine in them, you know, if that's something, yeah. So my answer is yes.
Thank you, Kath. Mm-hmm. Kathy.
I too feel a lot of emotion with this one. I think mostly because the meaning has changed for me over time as I've been working with it. And I'm so excited to get to pray for this venture and to give of myself to receive from that too and close the loop. Yes.
Thank you. And that's stage three. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
So, roses, confetti, all around. We have 25 minutes left. Now, six people have had a lot of airtime. So I'd like to open this last 25 minutes to the other six people on the call who have been witnessing, because I cannot say enough about the importance of witnessing. To be seen in what we say is our heart's desire. We really long to be heard. We long to be seen. And that's what the six of you have offered to the five who were putting themselves forward a little bit.